flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Midday. And Randy. I'm so excited about Miguel Almiron. I forgot how to talk. Good morning to you, Randy.
Back.
How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good over here at the Bunker. As it's Thursday, like the weather's cold.
Trillville Thursday.
We both sit up here with our new schoolboy haircuts and all that other stuff.
Because it's picture day.
Yeah. So, Barbara, this morning, it's picture day today. So make sure you have me looking crispy. You know what I'm saying?
How's it look under there?
It's crispy.
Oh, yeah.
It's crispy.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. I need the crispy because it's picture day. You know what I mean? Because we had the same profile picture. For 10 years, I was fat, hungover, crooked tie.
Yeah, it was pre-keto Randy, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Now, there's definitely like some there's some last night in your eyes in that picture, for sure. And then my picture is Jarvis sent me to a Dominican barber shop.
Yeah.
I had a lineup. One time in my whole life, I got like a lineup beard combo. He's razor blading my hairline. Little did I know it was going to be the one picture we use for the next decade. We didn't even know each other at that point. Maybe we had met and done a Saturday show, but we hadn't done the Wade Ford tailgate show together.
Yep.
There was no idea that we were ever going to be doing the midday show together in the future. So those pictures they took of us all those years ago, I mean, this just they put them together.
Yes.
That wasn't us together.
No, it was not.
This is pre-Andy and Randy even really being buddies at that point.
Exactly.
And that's been the picture forever. So I'm very thankful that we get new headshots.
Yes,
today.
Thank you.
A little bit more updated.
Appreciate it. But I got my wife's so funny because she was like, because every time the kids get, you know, it's picture day for the kids, and we already talked about the importance that, you know, you don't cut up in the pictures because your mama pretty much backhand you.
Sure.
Let me see your smile. Like, lady, leave me alone, all right? Let me see the smile. I don't smile.
She had you practicing.
I smirk. You know that.
Yeah.
I smirk. I don't smile.
You're more of a smirker.
But yeah, I'm a smirker.
If you smile.
If I smile, I'm more of a smirker. But, she got me all self-conscious. I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, what's your plan?
Do they say cheese? Well, I'm a grown-ass man. Please don't say cheese to me. You know what I'm saying? Do not say cheese to me.
Did your family, your mom, anyone in your family have a cheese alternative when it was time to take pictures?
Mm-mm.
Instead of say cheese, was there anything else?
Mm-mm.
My mom would say fuzzy pickles.
Why?
I don't know.
fuzzy pickles.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
Did I say fuzzy pickles? I don't know.
Oh,
I have no idea why, but
never,
yeah, that was
never,
my mom's
never,
alternative
never
to cheese.
Before. Never ever heard that. Fuzzy pickles. Nice. Fuzzy pickles.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about it this morning, too, because I was talking to Lily. I was like, hey, you know how you guys have picture day?
Right.
Today, me and Uncle Randy have picture day at work for our show.
Right.
And she was like, okay. She's like, all right. And I was like, how should I smile? And I did some goofy faces, and I did a smile, and she was like, you should smile. And I was like, oh, all right. Thanks for the help.
Thanks for the help, babe. thanks for the help, babe.
But what's your plan? You're going to do like a teeth or?
No, I'm just smirk.
Oh, you're going to smirk. Yeah, okay. Smirk. I was thinking about going serious.
Like mug?
Yeah.
Let's mug.
Let's mug.
All right, cool.
Yeah, like let them know we mean business.
Yeah, let's mug with it. That's
Maybe the morning shift, maybe they smile. Yeah. Maybe they show teeth.
Yeah.
Maybe Dukes and Bell are cheesing.
Oh, you know they cheesing.
From 11 to 2?
Mike's cheesing with the open mouth.
11 to 2, those guys mean business over there.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. We can mug with it.
You want to?
I'm all down for it.
Okay,
dude.
I will.
Like, we ain't going to get no spanking or nothing. Like, Mike Conley going to come whoop my ass.
That's
man.
True. It's not like when you were a kid in school. If you did something stupid during picture day, no one's going to get mad at us now.
Yeah, but
speaking of that, because just while we're on this topic, and we'll get to the big news of Miguel Almiron signing with Atlanta United, we're going to talk to Chris Henderson, the sporting director, in the 12 o'clock hour about the signing and maybe what's next and all that kind of stuff. Remember last week, you were making fun of Abe for wearing Bugle Boys, right?
Yes.
Right? And he wasn't, but it was funny. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, I remember Bugle Boys.
Yes.
And then I was at my – and you guys know what I'm talking about because I sent you the picture, but I just want to tell the story. This weekend, last weekend, we're at my mom's apartment because she's wanting to put up a bunch of pictures, and she found all the old school pictures from when we were kids and when she was a kid and my grandparents were kids. It was awesome. But the picture she found of me in second grade, I'm in the back row with a big-ass Bugle Boy sweatshirt on.
And that's in the picture you sent us, you can see it firmly, clearly. Bugle Boy.
Almost to the point where I was like, what in the world? Like,
but these are things like,
what is?
I just have fun with because I'm a grown man now. I wore Bugle Boy.
No, I did too.
I had Jordan-ass jeans.
I just don't remember. Yeah. It was just so weird because that was Saturday.
Yeah.
You made the Bugle Boy joke on Friday.
Yes.
The next day, I hadn't thought of Bugle Boy in 30 years.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, the picture pops up and it's me in a Bugle Boy sweatshirt.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes I feel like we might be in a computer program.
I think we are.
We might be.
I think we are.
This might just be a simulation.
But yeah, I mean,
we're in the Matrix.
Bugle Boy, and there are all those things. And please.
I'll post the picture.
Yeah,
I'll post the picture. It's me in the back row. My ears were very big.
Yes, they were.
I grew into them, finally. I didn't know that had happened. I had an awesome Washington Huskies Rose Bowl hat on, which I'm very proud of. I wish I still had. And a Bugle Boy sweatshirt.
Could you still fit that hat?
It's a snapback.
Get it all the way to the last hole.
Yeah, that's one snap.
Get it all the way to the last hole. Yeah, it don't matter about that, man. But, Bugle Boy, Jordan Ash, we all wore duck head. We were doing – when I got the duck head shirt, I thought mama was rich.
Ocean Pacific?
Had an OP shirt.
I didn't know if that was a West Coast thing.
But there were certain things like you were like, mama got that tax return. You got a nice shirt and a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then you got a little older and people had like legit designer stuff like polo and Tommy Hilfiger and all that. And I was like, we're not getting any of that.
Yeah, I never had a polo too. I had an NFL check. So first time I ever owned a polo was an NFL check.
I got the fake Tommy Hilfiger from the swap meet and the bullies knew before I even walked into school. They were like, that's fake. Check the tag.
No locker.
No locker.
Okay.
As soon as they stuffed me in the locker, they just mocked me openly and made me feel poor, which was probably worse. Just stuff me in a locker. Don't tell everyone I'm poor in front of the whole school. Miguel Almiron is coming home, right? Call it home? It was only 2 years, but we love him.
We'll call it home. I mean, I saw the headline this morning. It says, Newcastle star to Atlanta United.
He was an Atlanta United star
that went to Newcastle.
Yeah, that's Atlanta United champion.
Okay.
Okay.
He went to Newcastle. Yeah. All right.
And he was fine in Newcastle and all that, but whatever. He's an Atlanta United star who's coming back to Atlanta United. And it's exciting. Like, it's really cool to be able to bring him back. Hopefully, I know you guys watch more EPL than I do. I hope that you're bringing back the same guy that left, because the guy that left was incredible.
He was awesome.
He might have been the best player in MLS when he went over to England. It's been 6 years, which feels like a snap of the finger. It's crazy that it's already been that long since he left. But if he's anything close to the guy that left, then Atlanta United's getting a great player.
Yeah, man. I mean, we all know, when he hit the ground running here, him and Joseph, that 1-2 combination, just the energy, the love. I mean, especially between those two and how it generated throughout, the whole arena, the whole fan base. But I mean, the biggest thing with him is the end-to-end speed. That was Miggy would fly, and he would fly with the ball. A lot of guys can run. But to be as fast as he was and still control the ball was always fun. And, it goes back to everything we say about this league. It's all about the designated player. Mm-hmm. They're going to need him to play well. They're going to need him to stay healthy. And, we'll figure out what to do with the other one. There's still rumors and everything out there. I don't know if what's his name again? Chris?
Chris Henderson.
Chris Henderson will be able to give us any updates on the other process. But yeah, it's always good.
We'll ask him.
Is he going to get 10 back?
Who has it?
Who has 10?
Somebody wearing 10 right now? Abe? I don't know.
Give it back.
Give it back.
Give it back. Yeah, that's mine. That's, mine. That's me. So reason I say that because there were so many Miguel Almirón jerseys when he left. Kits. So make sure that, you know.
No one's wearing 10.
No one wears 10.
That's
so
perfect.
So there you go. Keep the jerseys.
And that's great, too, because if you still have one
from
all those years ago, you just dust it back off.
There it is.
Not like you needed to put it away anyway. It's not like he left in disgrace or anything like that.
No.
But, yeah, now you could just put it back on. Hopefully it still fits you.
Yeah.
6 years.
6 years been a long time.
Do a lot to the waistline if you're not careful.
6 years has been a long time.
Maybe that's a motivator, though, you know? Yeah, like maybe the Miggy jersey fit you in 2018, and you've been eating.
Man, wear that damn jersey.
You've been eating too many Oreos. Man,
wear
since that damn
jersey. Wear loud and proud.
Do some crunches. Maybe
loud,
drink some
loud
water.
Loud and proud.
Go on a couple walks.
Now,
and then that's the hard part about being the five stripes.
I got a question.
Because if
for
you're
you.
A round fella, the stripes aren't your favorite thing.
Okay, so. Obviously, they sold it to Newcastle, right?
Mm-hmm.
They bought him back from Newcastle?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay, Abe said, yeah. What's the difference as far as money-wise?
Oh, do they make money? Probably, I bet they made money.
Okay.
Because he was a pretty big sell when they sold him over there.
Right. Okay, I was wondering, you know, if they got their return back
Did.
Like that. Okay.
That's one thing they do. And remember when they weren't good, like, the last couple of years, and they're like, well, they're making money. It's like, well, good.
Well, good.
Happy to hear Arthur Blank's richer.
Like, they're not making
They're not winning anything. Yeah. So maybe him coming back will help them win some stuff. Because it's been, unfortunately,
a long time.
A while. It's been quite a while since they've hoisted a trophy. So hopefully Miguel Almirón, hoister of many trophies while he was here, we'll bring that back to Atlanta United because that's what we're looking for. Anyway, Chris Henderson's going to join us in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll get into what's trending coming up in about 10 minutes as well. The Hawks are back in action tonight. The first game officially post Jalen Johnson this year. Jalen Johnson's going to miss the rest of the season, as we know, with a shoulder injury. They got the Cavs, who are quite good.
And quite pissed.
And quite pissed.
Yes.
Because they beat him a couple times.
Yes.
So tonight might be a tough one. Who knows, though? Who knows? Maybe they'll go out there and fight.
I mean, you look at the game last night. What a great game. Shai Gilgeous.
Which one? I wanted to stay up and watch. I watched the highlights.
Shai Gilgeous is different, dude. He's just a different cat. But, I mean, I watched it all the way up to the end of the third.
Okay.
And you're looking at, you know, just the Warriors just battling and battling.
It's an impressive win.
Impressive win by them to knock them off, especially considering how shorthanded they are. Because I forgot Draymond is out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, you know, they're still trying to figure their what they want to do, if they want to go all in at this trade deadline.
Interested to see what they do at this deadline.
Yeah, because you're like, okay, say for it, because Jimmy Butler's name is right there and things like that. Does he put them, you know, back up? Because I think they're in the 10th seed right now.
Yeah. No, they fell off pretty hard. They've been playing a little bit better lately, but yeah, I mean, they're 24-23 right now.
Yeah, and so you don't want to look at it from the standpoint where you don't, like Steph, and Steph even said this, like, giving up so much, like, of what they have as far as going forward, because he's going to be there no matter what. But do you have something where, like, why is it Kuminga where he is now, where he's supposed to be? You know what I mean? Like, is his thing one of those? Because I think they can get a nice player and some stuff with Kuminga. But at the same time, is it worth it?
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Give that all up to be in a play-in still.
Yeah, I don't
especially
know.
Especially in the West. Because the West is so competitive.
The West is stacked.
Right, it's so stacked right now.
I've always thought, and this guy's been on the trade block maybe, I guess. He hasn't been actually traded. But this guy's name has been in trade rumors for years, and then he gets hurt, is Zach LaVine.
Yes, and he's right
I've
now,
always thought Zach LaVine was perfect for what the Warriors
and
do.
That's another name that they were talking about between him and Jimmy Butler, wanting to take maybe Zach because he might be a little safer, younger than he is, and everything like that. But his biggest thing is being hurt.
Gets hurt.
He's healthy right now.
Yeah, he's healthy right now.
He's playing well. You know, but then you go back to something we don't want to label Jalen Johnson as is like injury prone, you know. And so I would take Zach LaVine because of the younger part of it.
He's unquestionably injury prone.
And
Zach LaVine's been hurt a ton.
I'm trying to figure out how does the two bulls of Draymond and Jimmy get together?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
That's like, always the thing. Yeah, with a lot of these other guys, I trade him. He fits as a basketball, but then with Jimmy, it's like, all right, is there somebody there that Jimmy's going to not vibe with? Yeah,
like Jimmy,
everywhere he's been, he's butted heads with somebody.
Like Jimmy act like he like in some certain instances he has that like first day in the pen type mentality. Like I gotta go find the biggest baddest dude and let him know.
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
Like Draymond's the bad dude on that team.
It's the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah,
it's Draymond's team.
It's Draymond.
Okay,
yeah, Draymond is the tough factor.
Yeah,
not saying that he don't need other tough factors. But
sure. Yeah, maybe Jimmy needs to chill,
yeah.
You know? But also, Jimmy not chilling is one of the things that makes Jimmy great.
Exactly.
You know? I'll tell you this. I was impressed as hell by the Knicks last night. What a performance by those guys.
Dude.
I don't like saying it.
Cat plays pretty good. He plays pretty good against Joker.
He fits in really well.
He fits pretty good.
The Timberwolves made a huge mistake.
They're not going to. But like, the thing with the Knicks aren't going to make it.
I don't think they are, but
no, because they're going to run out of gas.
Mikal Bridges is also playing really well.
They're going to run out of gas.
I'm with you. But that was an impressive performance last night by them. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here to kick off the show on a Trivial Thursday. Sports Radio. I'm forgetting how to talk. I'll try to figure out during the break. So I'm not going to say it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.